The term follow is a buzzword these days. You can follow friends and family on social media. You can follow a story through the news cycle. And part of the appeal of Facebook or Snapchat or Twitter, whatever social media outlet, is that people can connect with you or follow you. That means they can see what you say on those media outlets. They can send you messages at their leisure. You can follow celebrities, political figures, family, friends of friends, and the list goes on and on. You don't even have to know them. They just have to accept your requests to follow them. And many people in the world today gain their sense of worth from how many followers they have and who they may be following. And so our idea of what it means to be a follower has been weakened over the last several years. In today's terminology and usage, a follower is nothing more than someone who has a loose connection with someone else, if any connection at all. Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. John chapter 1, verse 35 says, "The next day, again, John was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked at Jesus as he walked by and said, 'Behold, the Lamb of God.' The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus." So what does it mean to be a follower of Jesus? Well, I'm afraid that many people believe they are followers of Jesus in much of the same way that they are followers of different people on social media. They may check in and see what those people are doing from time to time, but the person who is doing the following controls how frequently or infrequently they keep up with the ones they are following. But what we want to see is a biblical picture of what it means to follow Jesus. And John in his gospel begins to paint that picture for us. So over the last few days, we've discovered the bold and declarative witness of John the Baptist. This time, we're going to see John the Baptist send two of his disciples so that they can follow Jesus. And from this, the Apostle John is going to begin putting together a picture of what a follower of Jesus looks like. But let me cut to the chase right now. A follower of Jesus is not someone who checks in every now and then with Jesus, controlling the pace and frequency of the relationship. A follower of Jesus is someone who walks with Jesus day by day. When you pray today, please remember Pablo Munoz, our missionary in Chile. And also remember the Spanish LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout the Americas, the Caribbean, and Spain.